بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بذبي أشارف عارش بالله حضرت مولانا شاه حكيم محمد اختر صاحب رحمة الله عليه The title يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة مبارك تجھے قيام مدينة يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة مبارك تجھے قيام مدينة بھلا جانے کیا جام و مینا عالم بھلا جانے کیا جام و مینا عالم تیرا کیف ہے خوش خرام مدینہ یا صبح مدینہ یا شام مدینہ مبارك تجھے قیام مدینہ مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ یا صبح مدینہ یا شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یا صبح مدینہ یا شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہوگی نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں قیام مدینہ جو پائے گا دل میں قیام مدینہ یا صبح مدینہ یا شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ، سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو، سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو، سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ، سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے، ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے، جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ، جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ، یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ، حضرت ریکالز لائک اینی پرسن ول لونگ میموریز اینڈ لونگ میموریز آف مدینہ شریف اینڈ اسپیشلی دا مارننگس آف مدینہ وین دا سن از رائزنگ بفور دیٹ تہجد ٹائم اینڈ وین دا سن رائزز اینڈ دیٹ ہول انوائرمنٹ دیٹ از سو پیپل آر بزی میکنگ عبادت آفٹر فجر ٹائم and then slowly people disperse after that. How many people stay till Ishraq and that beautiful environment that exists at that time. And then in the evening from Asr, as Maghrib comes closer, people are filling, Masjid becomes more and more full. And then all the ibadat of the evening again. And this also, like when the conquest of Makkah took place, and Hinda, who was the wife of Abu Sufyan, who was an arch enemy of Islam at that time. And she wanted to see that the enemy, they regarded the Muslims as the enemy, they have conquered our place, and usually when conquerors come, they cause a lot of havoc, and they cause all types of evil and stealth. So let me go and see. Stealthily, quietly, she went to go and see. But what she saw, that somebody was in ruku, somebody was in sajda, somebody was in du'as, crying, somebody in tawaf. She saw this is a complete different. These conquerors are not like the conquerors of the world. They are completely different. Like that, in Medina Sharif also, if we see, and this is also one aspect we should try and develop in ourselves, at the Kaaba, to take out time just to look at the Kaaba. That is one very great ibadat, just to look at the Kaaba. Of the 120 layers of Allah's mercy that descend, 20 are for those who just look at the Kaaba with love and passion, the house of Allah, just to look at it like that. The same way, Quran Sharif also. We should take out some time just to look that this is the Kalam of my Allah. and appreciate it like that. Like many people who are illiterate, they just look at the Quran and they benefit very greatly, very tremendously they benefit. So we also, where we read the Quran Sharif, we should just look at it also with passion. The same thing with Roza and Mubarak. The same thing in Haramain Sharifain and in our Masajid also. Just seeing that there is somebody making ruku, somebody in sajda, somebody in dua, and just to see and appreciate. So these memories of Hazrat records of Medina Sharif, ye subhe Medina, ye sham Medina, mubarak tujhe, ye qiyam Medina. Blessed are you for the person who stays in Medina Sharif. Those who stay there permanently, what to say? And of course, Allah give us all tawfiq, whether we stay for a little while or a long time, but with the adab and the respects of Medina Sharif. Usually, when a person gets used to a place, a thing, then he starts losing the respect and that. Allah save us from that. Even all our ibadat that we do, a namazi also, when a person becomes conscious of namaz, he starts making namaz, he becomes conscious of his qada'i umri, he starts making that also. But after some time, then a person starts becoming lax. That should not be the case. A person should be much more cautious. The more careful we are, the more we will benefit. And the more careless we become, the greater we lose then. Just like a driver also, when he just starts, especially when he's going for his driving test, he will observe every route when he's going for his driver's test. But slowly as he gets used to it, then he doesn't only look at his cell phone, he's even typing messages while he's driving also. So that should not be the case. We shouldn't become careless, we should become more careful. So our namazes also, we should always be conscious and try and improve our namazes. That person goes to great heights. We take a ball and we throw it up in the air. As long as it's going up, it's going higher and higher. But where it stops, it doesn't stay there. And it comes down faster than what it went up also. So if we are not conscious of our ibadah, many people also feel like in the worldly life that now I must retire. A person who retires is doing great harm to himself. What's wrong? Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali explained that Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. We created insan in kabad. Kabad, one meaning of it is hard work, toiling. And as long as a person toils, his health is good. And that makes his liver function properly. And when the liver functions properly, your health remains good. Like we see laborers who work so hard, you hardly see them ill, because they are laboring all the time. And those people who are living in great comfort and luxury, you see every now and then, and in fact they are the ones who need medical aid. Medical aid and medical, because they're getting sick so much. And then they are all the time going to doctors, etc. So, and kabat also, it is, one is this hard work which Allah Ta'ala has created us. So we should always, the more harder we toil, so a person shouldn't think of retirement. With retirement, then you are inviting illnesses to come to you. A person who gives up walking does great harm to himself. A person who walks all the time, he does great good to himself. The more hard work we do, the better for us, our health. So, this ibadat of ours, we should not try, we should not get this idea that now I've done enough. Now I can give up. No, we must carry on. And hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Until mort comes to a person must keep on striving. Many people also feel, I kept rozas for 60 years now. Now I can take it easy. Now I'm old, I can pay my fidya. No, as long as we can and push ourselves. Not just that what we're doing, what is comfortable, but we must push ourselves. Namaz also, many a times we see, commonly it happens, a person just a little bit a knee problem, back problem, and he sits on a chair. He's inviting more trouble for himself. You should try and avoid it as much as possible. When a person is really helpless, that's a different thing. But not just for anything, we just now start taking to the chair, and we're sitting on the chair. No, we should try and strive and make effort and avoid all these things. So the more a person makes effort, the more his health will remain good, the more he will be preparing for akhirat. That as long as we are going up, we will keep on going up. And the day we think, now I've done enough, now I can sit and make my namazes, etc., we are doing harm for ourselves. Or we stop making namazes. I made lots of namazes, now nafil, I can stop making them. No, we should carry on, and this should be right through. So Allah give us that tawfiq, inshallah. So those people who are temporary in Medina also, we will all have to appreciate it very greatly. What a great honor to be Jawari Nabi, to be in the neighborhood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever in Medina Sharif a person is, to be a neighbor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we are in the Masjid al-Nabawi, and when we are at Rauza Mubarak, Allah give us place in Riyadul Jannah, Rawdatul Jannah, at the Qadamain Sharifain, by the lakeside, wherever. Very, very fortunate, inshallah. Bala jaane kya jaam o meena e aalam. Those people who have found Medina Sharif, what are all the enjoyments of this dunya? Jaam o meena, usually Sufis give this comparison, that the people in the Devon, drinking their beer, liquor, etc. And when they are busy engaged in that, they feel they are in a world of their own. And they are lost to the world. And they feel they are enjoying. But all that nafak, sharab, all that haram, liquor, etc., where can that give enjoyment to a person? How it fools a person. And a person thinks, I'm at the top of the world. And he feels that he has got so much strength and power in him. And he feels he's really just enjoying. But everyone in the world, every sober person knows that this person is he has destroyed himself. He might think, and this is also a thing which all of us should take into consideration, even in our ibadat, even in our knowledge of deen, whatever it is, our wealth, we think we are somebody. We have built in our mind our own position, that I'm a very pious person, I'm a very learned person, and the world looks at us and they are laughing at us. Like a person who driving on the freeway on a Monday morning in the opposite direction. There's a big hazard, so the traffic alert sends out a traffic alert on the radio that all motorists must be careful, that there's one person who's going in the opposite direction and very great hazard and danger for all. He also heard it. So he phoned into the radio and he told them, not one person, all are going in the opposite direction. So when a person, he thinks I'm doing right, and the whole world knows he's doing wrong, but he's convinced that I am right. This is a very dangerous thing, and it comes to every person in every field. Even when we are like the people who are on Batil, they feel they are right. And they are the right things, and they're looking at all the people of Batil, they are of Haq, that they are all wrong. The people on Haq, they feel they are right. And the people of Batil, only Allah knows, and Allah has given us that we should look into the mirror of the Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif, and see which side am I. Am I driving the right side or the opposite side? The Quran Sharif will tell us clearly, and who is staying in the company of the righteous and pious alims, that also our heart will tell us who are the righteous and pious people. And they are the ones who are driving in the right direction, that is going towards Jannat, and preparing in that direction. And as Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah Ali says, that a person is moving, qadam su'e marqad. We are moving all the time towards our qabr. Our legs are facing towards the qabr. We are going to the qabr, nazar su'e dunya. But your eyes are turned around and you are looking at dunya. So qabr is coming in front. Those who are looking at the qabr and walking in the direction, and their eyes also in the direction of the qabr, they are on the right path. But those who are walking towards the qabr, but their eyes are towards dunya, comforts of dunya, pleasing the people of the dunya, always there have been those ulama also who want to please the government. That is one direction. And there are those people who want to please the big government, Allah's government. And they recognize the authority of Allah. And for them, this dunya's government is nothing. The real government. And the real enjoyment is not in our old age. It is in the qabr. It is in akhirat. So we have, so qadam su'e marqad, nazar su'e dunya. Kidar ja raha hai, kidar dekh raha hai. Where are you going and where are you looking? We know little children, they always like to play chasing games. Once we were in the Haram Sharif, right on the top floor, and there were a lot of Arab children, and they were also all running, playing the chasing game. And in this chasing games the little children play, they are running like wild, mad, and they are looking in the opposite direction. And the next worst thing happened, where the two have bumped their heads hard against one another, or against the wall, or against a door, because they're not seeing where they're going. So we also, in our life, we must see that our where we are going, see where a driver who is driving, and is driving at top speed, and he doesn't just glance at the back through his rear view mirrors and that, but he turns his head around. And he's looking at the passengers at the back, and he's speaking to them, and he's speeding going in front. What will happen to such a driver? Like that, we also have to see that which direction are we going. So, this Qiyam of Medina is very, very blessed. And where can the people of this dunya know what is their enjoyment there? One person presently, who is still in Medina Sharif, he spoke to a friend of his back home here in South Africa and lamenting the condition of the haram, the amount of photos that are taken, the flashes that are going all the time. Just to give a little vivid scene of that, one alim of India who was there some months ago, he says that in Makkah Sharif, he was at the Kaaba Sharif. And 3 o'clock in the morning, so many people in tahajjud, others in tawaf, others in namaz, duas, all are engaged. Then a group came of India people, and they made a live movie there in front of the Kaaba. And a whole group of them. And every time the flesh goes, completely they are not in Mecca, they are out in a studio. They are out in some hall, the amount they are laughing when the flesh goes, and the voices that they raise, etc. He said, Allah, yeah, right at the front of the Kaaba Sharif, this is happening. How sad. Then he explains his wife was at Rosa Mubarak in Medina Sharif. And there also the ladies who came, in one hand they got their sandals with them, and in the other hand their cell phone. And when they come there, now pushing one another to get place. In the process, their urni, dopatta, falls off their head also. Now right in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are with their hair all open also. And then the fighting starts taking place, and with their chappal, their sandals, jumper, they start hitting one another. Right in front of Rosa Mubarak. And then start taking selfies there. And raising the camera high and the phone and taking and making all these photos. He says that how much, he says that our Hindustani people in India, how much we don't disrespect, desecrate the masjid. More than that, when we come for Hajj Umrah, yeah, at the Rosa Mubarak, right in front of the Kaaba, we do bear hurmati of the Kaaba Sharif. Yeah.
So this all we should keep in mind where we are. What is Medina Sharif? And all this guna are for those people who are permitting photography. Even if photography was permitted, because of this, it should have been to be declared as haram. The amount of haram, sababul haram, haram. The thing that causes a haram, even if it's a permissible thing, but it's causing haram, that will be also haram. So this guna will be shared by all those people. Hey, a person who becomes a cause of a guna, of a good deed, whoever practices on it, he gets the sawab. A person who is a cause of a guna, he gets it. And in whichever way, we support it also. We support such people. We defend such people who are the cause of it. We are also the lizard that blew in the fire of Ibrahim alayhi salam to kindle it more, that it must burn more. It's also part of that whole group. Man radiya bi amali qawmin fahum sharikun fihim. A person who is happy with the actions of some people, they are part and parcel of that. The ulama have written that anywhere in the world now, presently, in the past, good work took place and a person is happy with that. With all that good work, he also gets that sawab. And although he's not there, it wasn't even in his lifetime. And a person who's happy with any guna that's taking place, even he's not present there, but he's happy all the World Cup is taking place and all that. He's not part of it, he's not there, but he's happy with it also. He's part of it also by Allah Ta'ala. Allah protect us, inshallah. So yeah, Medina Sharif, phala jaane kya jaamu meena e alam. What do the people know about the enjoyments of this dunya? What they know, what is the enjoyment of Medina Sharif? But it must be that Medina which is Medina. Not like one great buzur came to Medina Sharif perhaps in the 3rd, 4th century of Islam. Just 300-400 years after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more or less. And he was very tired, he slept away, he told his men, when Medina Sharif comes, wake me up. When Medina Sharif came, they woke him up and he got up with excitement. Looking around, he said, people have brought me to the city of Firaun. All the buildings, what tall buildings about 1,000 years ago. And now, today, what we have made of these places? We have made them, and the authorities of Saudi have vowed they want to make Medina Sharif the most beautiful city of the world. The beauty, many times, how many of us good people, we measure all this goodness as far as material things are concerned. If a country, a place is progressing materially, we say, MashaAllah. Now these people also, they are progressing. But dunya has got nothing to do with it. Deen. When deen comes, and our lifestyle is more closer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is what is our success. Tera kaif, eh, khush, khirami, Medina. What does that person know? The person who is a visitor of Medina, who is there in Medina Sharif, and is taking the full benefits of Medina Sharif. All the ibadat there, the closeness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person is there, that we are close to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And the fuyuz and barakat are 100% intact there. And that we are getting them. Not that we have made, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi rahmatullah alayhi should say that the enemies have vowed to make Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif like London and Paris. We vow that we will make Makkah, London and Paris like Medina Sharif. Hey, they are working all the time, we are sleeping. They sacrifice so much for their motives and what they want to achieve. Just for their propaganda alone, just the propaganda to show the world that Islam is a religion of terrorism and Muslims are terrorists. Unlimited dollars they are spending just on this one thing. Through the media, through different ways, just to spread it and make the people think that Muslims are terrorists. And Islam teaches terrorism. And just for that. So they are working and we have become so dead that in fact we are following them. And we are defending them in all this propaganda of this. We don't realize that how subtly they are making propaganda, and the only solution is to hold on. Addu alayha bin nawajid. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafai rashidin al-mahdiyin. Addu alayha bin nawajid. Hold on to the sunnah firmly. Otherwise we ourselves, our thinking, our analysis, not going to get us anywhere. Simple solution for every Muslim. Any ordinary Muslim who doesn't know anything also. But just stick to the sunnah and you will be saved. The minute you move from the sunnah, and these very people find fault in the sunnah and make a mockery of the sunnah, anyone who hasn't got regard for the sunnah, you can easily, definitely say he's a deviated person. And a person who dies for the sunnah, and in fact they will say, you are sweating the small stuff, that the sunnah is small, miswak is unimportant. What you dying for a miswak? So the miswak is a very big thing, much more bigger. They say, for one juma you want to go to court. They don't have any regard for even the big things. And for all dini matters, they say that you are just stressing yourself. You are worried of small things. These are the big things, those who realize. One sunnat. Madina ki galiyon mein har ek qadam par. In Medina Sharif, in the gullies of Medina, the alleys, the streets, now even the big streets that which are there. There was a time, alhamdulillah, we saw that time where a car was out of the question. It could never fit in the alleys of Medina Sharif. Those alleys were so small, so narrow, that there is no question of a car. Forget one car going and one car coming. They were so small. Those mud houses that were there, just outside Medina Sharif, that was a different, complete different. So there, anyway, wherever you are in Medina Sharif, always to be concerned. Oh, madde nazar, ihtirame Medina. All the time we should be worried and concerned about the honor and respect of Medina Sharif. That we must not cause any noise also. As somebody has said so beautifully, that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتِكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. Don't raise your voices above Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام's voice. And this is written on Rosa Mubarak also, that there when we are reading Salat wa Salam also, with great respect and honor. We saw all our akabir that they should stand at a little distance from the Rosa Mubarak. And looking down, and with great humiliation and adab, they should recite their guru, their salat wa salam, very softly. And also, that they never made it long. They made it short. That we are not fit to be here. Where are we? Where are we fit to stand here? But today we will go, and we will go right close to the jali, to the net there. And we will spend long time. So anyway, so when we are there, we should keep the respect. So this great Buzurg says that where we are forbidden from raising our voices above Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, similarly, don't give preference to your opinion over the opinion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Totally submit to the teachings of the hadith. Don't have your opinions with regard to this. This is a very serious matter also, that in the matters of deen, somebody asked Maulana Shaikh Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, what is your opinion on this matter? He became very angry and he said, what is my opinion got to do with it? And he asked me, what is the ruling of Sharia on this matter? Not what my opinion is. So today we give our opinion. We will sit in our armchair. We are reclining on our bed. We've got our cell phones and we are sending messages, all our own ideas. And what are our ideas? What respect have we got? What knowledge have we got? But we are speaking like big authorities of Islam. And we are giving advice to all the people in the world. And as though we know so much. So we should keep in mind the honor of Medina Sharif and not our opinions above the opinion and the teachings of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. It should be such, Allah make us. And when we do go, we should go such, Medina, 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 Medina. The very name should fill our heart with love and with great, great aspirations and feelings. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Zaya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when a person thinks of going for Umrah, he hasn't still made his bookings also. He hasn't decided firmly, he hasn't fixed the dates also. But from that time, read Durood Sharif in abundance. Then when you are now on your way, what to say? And when you are going to the Rozai Mubarak, then what to say? How much more we should read and have this great love for Medina Sharif. And our great, great Buzurg, how they showed us, Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, when out of Medina, miles out of Medina, he removed his shoes. And he walked barefoot, without shoes. He says, where can I walk with shoes when I'm going to my beloved? The friends of his, they also imitated and took out their shoes, but they couldn't manage it. The pebbles, the stones, the thorns, etc. The legs started, they wore their shoes again. But Maulana carried on like that. It is only when we have that love. And this is what a preparation for Umrah, for Hajj we should do, for Ziyarat of Medina, then we will get the benefit. Otherwise, as somebody has rightly said, it will, every year's Umrah will be just our picnic. We are just going for a picnic there. And we live like in the hotels, 5-star hotels we are living. And the whole place is full of marble. The ground is marble. The floors are marble. Everything marble. And we are just living there, eating all the time, shopping. And just like worse than a picnic also we have made it. If we go and we prepare, like Allah says in the Quran Sharif, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Don't die, but as Muslims. That is, become a Muslim and then die. Don't just die without having surrendered to Allah, without having accepted Islam. A poet says, kafan bardosh ho gaye, lekin abhi marna nahi seekha. We are already lying on the kafan, we are dead, but we haven't learned how to die. We should die only, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. That we have surrendered to ourselves. We have got so much qaza of our namazes when we have died. A man hasn't got a beard also. A man's whole lifestyle, ours are different from Islam. And we are going to Allah. What faith are we going to share? How are we going to go to Allah Ta'ala? In the same way, a person, hajj karke aage, lekin abhi hajj karna nahi seekha. We came back from hajj, we got the title of hajji sahab, but we haven't learned how to make hajj. When we didn't learn, so what kind of hajj we made also? And not one hajj, 50 hajj we make and still we don't learn. We just go like that and we come like that. We never learned how to make hajj. So when we do, then Medina, the very word Medina will put us in a trance. And what a name Allah gave, Medina to Rasul. Medina of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bara lutf deta hai naam Medina. Just the name of Medina puts you into a trance and you get so great enjoyment. You are lying on your bed, you are going to sleep. And now the name of Medina, the city of Medina. The true, if it is the city of like the Fir'aun city, then we won't get that enjoyment. But the city, as Hazrat has written in another poem, in our thoughts are the houses of Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Usman, Hazrat Ali, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And a person who finds joy in that ancient homes, in that mud houses, small, small little rooms, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's house, was his one room. His whole house was his one room. And the size of that room was, if you lifted your hands, you touched the ceiling. And when he used to make sajda, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had to pull her legs in. Otherwise, there wasn't place so small. That was the house of Sayyidul Kawnain. That were the houses of Medina Sharif. Those have got value. not this modern all big buildings and all fences with the tiles and with all the features and all that, that hasn't got value. So then a person will see what bara lutf deta hai naam-e Madina, nigaahon mein sultaniyat hai shogi. The world will have no value in a person's eyes, jo paayega dil mein payame Madina, who in his heart he finds the message of Medina, the message of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the message of simplicity. Today we righteous, pious people, ulama, what houses we are living in, what cars we are driving, what lifestyle we got. But those people who lived a simple life and cherished a simple life, they will find the enjoyment of Medina Sharif, and this world will have no value in their eyes. Otherwise, this world also, we will feel that, oh, this dunya is progressing so much, and we will get mad with the soccer stadiums and the World Cup. All these things will have value for us, and this dunya things will have value for us. Sukoon-e jahan, tum kahan dhoondte ho? Oh people, where are you looking for the peace of mind, the peace of both the world, the peace of this world? Where are you going and looking for it? Sukoon-e jahan hai nizam-e Madina. The peace of the world and the peace of one's life is in the system of Madina Sharif, not the present system where now everything is what apps. And everything is you need on your phone, you have to have a phone to go. No, not that Medina. That Medina where a person used to go with his simple attire and with his simple sandals, all just a simple and a simple life. Then we will get a taste of this Medina Sharif. If our taste buds are gone bad, where can we enjoy Medina Sharif? Then though we are in Medina, but on our phone we'll be looking at Paris and London. We'll be busy with Hollywood and Bollywood in Medina Sharif. And in that we will find enjoyment. Going to the Haram, we won't find enjoyment. We'll want to be back in our rooms. We want to be in the shopping places. We go with a shopping list. That they were the excuse for this one I must buy this, for that one I must buy that. And what duas we to be making, how much time and enjoyment we should be getting in the haram. No, tears don't come to a person, because our eyes are filled with all this dunya thing. So where can we get that enjoyment come in our heart? Sukoon-e jahan hai nizam-e Madina. That way of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to give this beautiful example. You want peace and you want tranquility, and now you go out to look for it out of the city. You want water and you go out of the city in the desert to look for water. In the desert, where are you going to find water? You'll see a mirage that you will find, that in the distance it looks like water. And you'll aim for that and go quickly there. But when you come there, you find that it's no water there. Now it's seeming to be in front. You can go round and you can go further and further. You can go till what it looks to you, what is the horizon, where the sky is meeting the earth. In the distance it looks, you can walk the whole world round, but you won't find the sky meeting the earth. The sky is the sky. The earth is the earth. It just looks you are being fooled. If you want that water and you want to see the solution to all problems, go backwards now. Go back to the city. And you'll have to go back 1400 years. And go back to the city of Medina Sharif of 1400 years ago. And then you will find peace. I get water, you come back to the city, you open a tap and water will gush out. Treated water. Water proper for human consumption. You will find it when you are out in the city. Not puddles of water or the mirages that you get. Also, if you leave the city, you will only get mirages. You are thinking there's water. You are thinking there's success. There is enjoyment. Where there is the casinos. Where there is today our walimas. With all the photos and the mixing of man and woman. And the drones and the music. You are thinking. You are just a mirage. It's just a dream. There is no enjoyment. You want that enjoyment? Go back to the city. And go back to Medina Sharif 14. Our success is not going front. Our success is to go back. No matter how much people laugh at us, and that we believe we are like belong to the camel age, and we are in a cocoon, but that is the one. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. If the people bring iman like the sahaba, then they have got hidayah. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. When it's told to them, bring iman like the people, the sahaba have brought iman. قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا. Must we bring people like this, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, like these stupid people. They just listen to everything what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. They don't look at scientific research and scientific facts, which are scientific mirth. Facts are only Quran and Hadith. These are all mirth. They are not even theories. They are just all, when shaitan is urinated in the brain, and what comes out from the mouth, that is what all their things are. And those are enlightened people. And the people who follow the greatest Quran and Hadith, the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba, those people are regarded as backwards. So you, the peace of the of world is in the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Who azad akhtar ghamidu jahan se. A person, Hazrat says, you'll be free of all the worries of both the world. Dil se ghulam Madina. That person who by heart becomes the slave of Medina Sharif, that person will find the peace and tranquility of the two worlds now. Whether he's living in a small rural village in a jungle, in a mountain, or he's living in Paris or London, or whether in New York or anywhere, but we have found the system of the Medina, and he brings that in his life. Wherever he is, he can be surrounded with all types of fitna, but he will find peace. Hey, the world out there is burning in the fire with the fire of Jahannam. But in that whole fire of Jahannam, wherever it is, you can find your peace. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he had his garden in the middle of that fire. There was fire all around him, but he was in a garden. So just submit to Allah Ta'ala, and wherever you are, you will be in that garden of bliss, that garden of peace, that garden of Adan, the garden of Jannah, Jannatu Adnin, Tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. So we don't have to worry this present day now. Just you be in the Nizam of Medina, and wherever you are, fire can be burning around you, but you will be in a garden. And you will be completely safe, and nothing will happen to you whatsoever. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand, and this is why we are coming here. For me, for all of us, that we have to bring this, not just talk and hear about it, or not just put it on groups, etc., but to bring it in our lives. If a person is a cook, and is making the most healthiest soup, the best broth for winter, you have that broth in winter, you won't catch a cold also, you won't sneeze also. But if he doesn't have it, he's not going to benefit. He's making it. Hundreds of people he's selling it to. He's giving it to hundreds of people. They'll benefit, he won't benefit. We have to have it in our lives. That is what is required. Not that we imagine because I have spoke about it, I heard about it, so I got it. Those who didn't hear, they haven't got it. I got it. No, it's what it could be in our amal. Then it will be such. And that will be such that a person who has got it in his life, in his practice, when he'll go home, his wife will also wonder that who, today, different man, first time till today, he never made salam when he entered the house. Today he's making salam. She'll see he's a different person. And he'll ask her, how are you? How did your day go? He never asked me. He came always shouting and swearing. This is not right. That is, did you do this? Did you do that? He's a complete different person. From the time you step in, she will see you're a different person. When you're a wife who brought that in her life, when you walk in the house, she'll be there to welcome you. She's neatly, nicely made up, and she's offering you something. This never happened before. This is when this Nizam of Medina comes into a person. Then we will see the difference. Parents with their children with their parents. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.